Washington. Christian relief groups impacted by the end of USAID.
The Trump administration's plan to gut USAID is directly affecting the work and ministry of many faith-based organizations, including Samaritan's Purse, World Vision, World Relief, and Catholic Relief Services. As Christianity Today reports, most of USAID's budget goes to grants for projects, including local Christian health clinics and orphan care. On its website, World Relief says the federal funding cuts are putting its refugee outreach and life-saving programs at risk. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Alfredo Ortiz of Job Creators Network says his group's new initiative, Education Freedom USA, aims to send more control of education dollars back to states and local communities.
Look, the states and the parents know best what to do for their kids. And I think that power needs to be handed back to the states, back to the parents especially. And that's what pretty much I think education block grants should be doing.
Ortiz spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. A floating piece of Americana reaching a new milestone. Ron Taylor has more details.
At 100 years old, the Goodyear blimp is an ageless star in the sky. The 246-foot-long airship will be in the background of the Daytona 500, flying roughly 1,500 feet above Daytona International Speedway, actually to celebrate its greatest anniversary tour. Even though remote camera technologies are improving regularly and changing the landscape of aerial footage, the blimp continues to carve out a niche. At Daytona, with the usual 40-car field racing around a 2.5-mile super speedway, views from the blimp aptly provide the scope of the entire event. Ron Taylor reporting.
The last Rasmussen Daily report on the presidential tracking poll before the weekend showed 54% approve of President Trump's job performance. This is SRN News. Teenagers interested in Jesus?
According to research by the Barna Group, a Christian polling organization, 77% of teens in this country say they are motivated to find out more about Christ. 7% aren't sure. That's good news for the future of the country and indicates that adolescents are an important mission field for the church. Barna says, quote, Generation Z tends to believe there's something out there more powerful than them, but many remain hesitant to embrace religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Education Department is investigating potential civil rights violations at two universities. At a high school sports league that allowed men to compete on women's teams, the department is opening reviews at San Jose State University, the University of Pennsylvania, and the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association. That action comes shortly after President Trump signed an executive order intended to ban males from competing against women in school sports. This is SRN News. President Trump had a Valentine's Day warning for illegal immigrants.
The administration shared a Valentine's Day card on social media. It featured Mr. Trump and Border Czar Tom Homan's faces on a pink backdrop adorned with red hearts. The card had a warning message to illegal aliens hiding from ICE officers. It read, Roses are red, violets are blue. Come here illegally and we'll deport you.
That is Ken Lorman reporting. 18 states have sued Elon Musk, his Department of Government Efficiency, and President Trump, arguing the tech billionaire's sweeping efforts to cut government waste are unconstitutional.
This is the largest data breach in American history. That's what this is.
That is Connecticut Attorney General William Tong at a press conference on Friday. He said the lawsuit has been filed to protect the American people and their data. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.